Agenda item number seven, City of Norfolk. Welcome back, Rachel.
Public comments received today and yesterday. The City of Norfolk requests authorization to construct 82 linear feet of timber bulkhead, 2 feet channel ward of an existing deteriorating bulkhead, and to construct a 500 square foot municipal floating dock and kayak launch, connected by a 40-foot long by 5-foot wide gangway along Lydia Creek at 700 West 44th Street in City of Norfolk. The project is protested by the adjacent property owners. The particular kayak launch is towards the terminus of Lydia Creek. Lydia Creek runs almost parallel with Collie Avenue along the lot, or that connects with the lot river. The applicant, the project takes place at the terminus of 44th Street, which is property owned by the City of Norfolk. There is an existing pier structure that is dilapidated. They do plan to remove the entire structure and all mooring piles associated with it, as well as rebuild the bulkhead. The two adjoining property owners, the first one is to the north, Mr. Kalana. He has 9, 10, and 12, you can see on the screen. And Mr. Bashara to the south has 12, 11, and 13. Mr. Kalana, you can see his concerns in the email there. His concerns with the proposed project is the ability of the city to manage a kayak launch, to prevent trash from building up, to keep people away at night, things of that sort. Mr. Bashara, his concerns are that as well. And in addition to his concerns for the congestion of Collie Avenue and 44th Street, the addition of cars in this area may be difficult for him to ingress and egress from his property, as well as from his pier. In addition, he has concerns that the property lines on the application are incorrect, and that in fact, where the city is proposing their ADA parking spots, he may have a lease for about 10 feet here living in the student park. As you can see, the city is proposing 500 square feet of floating dock that's connected to a self-propelled launch. This is going to be about 12 feet less than the existing structure. It's also going to be ADA compliant. They're also proposing a kayak locker here in the corner of the project, in which people can drive in, drop off their kayaks, put it in the locker, and find public parking. The city is proposing to the use of public parking. There are a few spots there by the 4400 property that they can use, as well as on Collie Avenue and 44th Street. Mr. Bashara also has concerns just about the general quality of 44th Street for a kayak launch. And he asked that the commission review the application as a whole to consider parking congestion to confirm that this is the best place for a municipal launch. So this is the current status of the pier, which is gated off and cannot be used at this point. The upland area is also fenced off. You can't see the bulkhead very well, but it is deteriorating here. Staff understands the protestants' concerns related to the upland issues, parking, property rights. However, it is our concern, or it is our opinion, that the commission's primary is not, Upland is not in the commission's primary jurisdiction, and believes the city is better positioned to evaluate parking concerns, and that property lines are best to be addressed between the city and Mr. Bishara. The criteria for deciding of marinas and community facilities is a regulation we have when we're looking at floating facilities. This regulation specifically excludes paddle boats, so we will not use this regulation to review this facility. The impacts and siting considerations for the proposed non-motorized boat launch facility are different than those associated with the marina or community boat mooring facility. But we do feel the city has adequately addressed the access and parking issues that support the facility at this time. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Thank you, Rachel. Are there questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
So you mentioned that the application is actually going to be 2 feet less in far as the footprint. Is that the overall footprint, or is that just channel work?
It's going to encroach 12 feet less channel work than the existing structure.
Okay.
So well, the launch will be about 12 feet closer to land.
Okay. As a follow-up.
Mr. Erskine.
Does that decrease the overall footprint?
It does decrease the overall.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Other questions from the commission? Is the applicant present or represented?
The applicant is represented.
Would someone come forward, please? Let me swear you in here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Please state your name for the record.
Tammy Halstead.
Welcome. What would you like to add? What else does the commission need to know?
As a civil engineer for the Department of Public Works with the city, I just wanted to say that we have worked towards making a viable recreation area for the community. The city granted some funding to this community, and we had intended to do streetscape improvements along Colley Avenue, and the community pointed to this derelict pier and said, we want something done with this. So we moved forward with the project, and I do regret that we did not contact the adjacent property owners earlier to try to work through any issues they may have had.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
I have a question. When you say, I mean, I understand you regret not contacting those adjacent property owners earlier, but with their concerns that they have now, have you all met with them and had these? Okay. So you've worked within what they have complaints?
Yes, we met with Rachel and the complaints on site to discuss items, and we've had several email communications with the property owner.
And as a follow-up, sir.
Yes, sir.
Have you addressed some of those concerns?
Yes, sir.
You've, okay.
Issues with the property lines. Mm-hmm. We did provide Mr. Bechera with the deeds where those areas of concern were shown to be conveyed to the city back in the 1960s. And the other items concerning the parking, we do have, we're showing ADA access there in this area for persons with disabilities that can also be used for the adjacent establishments in the evenings when the park is closed. And the property, the property at 4400, there are 7 spots there that are open public parking, as well as additional parking along Colley Avenue to the north and south, and 44th as well to the west, that are open public parking spaces, first come, first serve.
Mr. Tankard.
Public boat ramps seem to collect a lot of trash, and I can understand this results in decrease of adjacent property owners' values. Do you have any plan for dealing with what they've indicated as their concern about this trash? Maintenance, et cetera.
Since the area is going to be in greater use, that will have responsible parties that will collect their own trash, and the Parks and Recreation does have a regular cycle for cleaning these areas.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, ma'am. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Please come forward. Let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record, sir.
I am Colonel William J. Davis, U.S. Marine Corps retired, and I am the chairman of the mayor of Norfolk's Veterans Affairs Commission.
Welcome, Colonel.
I am, like all the commissioners, a veteran. I particularly served in Vietnam, the Cold War, and during the first Gulf War. Most of the commissioners are all veterans themselves. As commissioners, we understand the need for rehabilitative activities to help not only our disabled veterans, but all citizens to find a new life, a new purpose, and recreation. Water activity rehabilitation, we believe, is an effective path to this. This project would give not only veterans, but all handicapped citizens the opportunity to access water activity rehabilitation. Commission, Highland Park Civic League, and Disabled American Veterans stand with me in supporting this project and permit. We ask the Commission to favorably consider this project. Any questions, I'm prepared to answer.
Any questions from the Commission?
Thank you all very much.
Very clear. Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Keith Collado.
Welcome, sir.
No business affiliation with the shipyard by that name.
Okay.
I'm the property owner north there. You see lots 12, 10, 9, 4, as well as 12, 11, 13, going all the way over to 45th Street. I've owned this property for over 10 years, and I've observed it for about 20. I bought this property because of the derelict condition it was in, and I've made massive improvements clearing that lot, removing all the debris, trash, abandoned boats, trailers, etc. I've evicted all the tramps who were living on boats there. I've sterilized it. I'm concerned that the what's going to happen on 44th Street is going to continue and possibly get worse. I go down there on a regular basis with the fraternity that I sponsor at Old Dominion, and we pick up trash. And by trash, I can be very specific. Underwear, used condoms, liquor bottles, hypodermic needles. The area currently is an attractive nuisance. I have photographs of all this. I didn't get a dramatic presentation.
We'll take your word for it.
But it's there. Right now, that problem is somewhat controlled by the fact that there is a fence in a hedge right here. So the piers are not visible. People stop here at night. There's no lighting. And they do their business. The Old Dominion Kappa Sigma Fraternity has adopted this street officially at my suggestion. And they clean it up quarterly as required. I have an entrance to my property there, and there's a city easement there as well, where the proposed kayak storage is going to be. I have questions about how the easement is defined, and if that includes putting a structure like a kayak storage there. Now, I want to thank the VMRC and the city and the veterans, and specifically, for bringing me into the discussion, although it was over a year, perhaps close to 2 years, before I learned about this.
So we're still working out some of the questions. And I want to meet again with the city to find out what I can do, partner, to prevent this from becoming a further attractive business, and see how maybe I can provide something in terms of partnering. As I said, historically, there's been no attempt by the city to keep this area clean. And when that fence comes down, it's going to be a magnet for people coming out of the adjoining restaurants and bars. If I was 30 years younger, I'd be one of those people. Stepping out of those restaurants down to the launch, maybe a little skinny dipping, who knows? During the daytime, you're not going to be able to keep crabbers and fishermen and power boats away from them. How are we going to do that? I was told that park ranger is going to do that. Well, it's the 100th anniversary of the National Parks, and they're completely understaffed. They're overwhelmed by the police and visitors now. It's unlikely they're going to do it. The police haven't been able to do it. The police boats used to be kept there. They're no longer kept there. I think that would be a better perhaps turning it over to the private sector. Instead of taking taxpayer money and spending it on something that will never generate a dime in property taxes, turn it over to myself and the other adjacent property owner, and we'll start paying taxes, we'll improve, and we'll serve a broader range of voters than just 16 foot and under, non-powered pilot. I'm a voter. It's clear that I'm not against kayakers or any other kind of voter. But in terms of safety, the number one vessel identified by the Coast Guard in the 2014 study was kayaks, vessels 16 foot and under. Kayaks were the number one vessel involved in capsizing. We're talking about all size, all types of vessels. Most deaths were boaters 36 to 55 and over. Deaths by vessel, kayaks, were the third highest. 22% of all deaths were from kayaks. So I'm concerned. We had a death in Suffolk recently from a kayak launch. We'll see recently, the last couple of years. There have been bodies floating in Nidmore Creek, students murdered at Old Dominion, dumped from the river. Again, you could have a very convenient place to do that once that fence and that hedge comes down. So these are my concerns. And I don't know how you're going to control the attractive nuisance once you take down that fence and give it 24-hour open access.
Can I ask about jurisdiction?
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Before you go, sir, I want to check to make sure that the commission doesn't have any questions for you. Are there questions from the commission?
If anyone wants a copy, well, I guess after today it will be moved, but I do have a copy of the Coast Guard schedule with all the graphs and
okay. Thank you. Mr. Hull, would you do us all a favor here and clarify the commission's jurisdiction pertaining some of these issues?
Sure. So the question that we're presented with is whether this is a reasonable use of state-owned bottom. We really don't have any jurisdiction to determine whether any of the upland issues that have been identified, such as the scope of the easement or parking, right, those sorts of things are a problem or not. They're not within our power to decide anything about them. So really the inquiry is whether this is an appropriate use of the bottom in light of other uses and the other factors set forth in 28.2.1205.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Just wanted to orient us. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Brian Becerra, and I'm a southern property owner of 44th Street and eastern property owner of Colorado process has brought me to a new word, sebaqueous.
Welcome to our world.
Exactly. I had to look that one up. But also, I'd like to take time, I know y'all are busy, to thank Rachel, who has done a tremendous job representing the MRC, coming into an adverse situation, because this was originally started as a project before, as mentioned, and no notifications were given. Rachel came in, and she quickly took sandpaper out and soothed everybody's angst. Also, we have Mrs. Halstead here, who equally came out, and she was not the original project manager and came in not knowing what to expect, and equally represented the city. I also respect the board of the MRC delineating where its responsibilities lie. I see where we've kind of gotten off onto the upland side. Most of the discussion today has been on the upland side. My concern equally is the upland side, and I will regurgitate some of that for you here, but I'm going to stick to what I feel even more important is the safety concern with the water. Title IV, which we're all familiar with, is a criteria for marinas and community facilities. I believe this would qualify as a community facility, and it is bordering on the issue of marina with the kayak locker system or a storage facility. The objective of Genie Code is to protect, serve, and manage. I think that's well noted here today by this meeting, and that's why we are here. Also, its goals are decisions to be consistent with the state constitution. Well, paramount to the state constitution, the fundamental right is to own property. I, along with Mr. Kalana, tax-paying resident of the city of Norfolk, state of Virginia, and that's why we're here today. The board's job is to promote navigational safety. This is a very tight area. On the eastern side of the picture, the blue outside is actually Mayflower Drive. You can see in the lower picture where you have some subaqueous land coming up from underneath, and you can see that it's a highly congested area. This area is also, you notice from a picture that Rachel had up earlier, the etching, where she mentioned the channel. Well, that's a federally guarded channel. That's all run by the Army Corps of Engineers. I mention that because of a case in South Carolina, Lucas v. South Carolina, established the property owners' right to ingress and egress and repairing rights to private owners over public access. This case provides a greater value of owners' private land and access. And I mentioned to you again about the federal channel. The BMRC is charged with a comprehensive city and review, all-encompassing state water and upland. All private public is careful review, time to discuss and analyze the property rights. Also on the plan, which was not mentioned, you can see the filings from the old, which I always referred to as the police pier growing up on the Lafayette River. That's where I've spent my whole life, being chased around by Officer White and the old 23-foot Mako and his old uniform. But they're advertising to cut off the pier soap pilings at mud level. If our concern is the health and safety of the waterway, certainly exposing the tops of no less than 50-some pilings to expose the old creosote would be a safety concern that I think it bears mentioning if the board decides in favor of this project. I think the pilings should be completely removed. And there's also, I would mention, a large oyster bed replenishment program, no less than an eighth of a mile to the north of Nittany Mill Creek. Also, under the Virginia Code, it's to know that we do not have a negative impact. Community facilities increase value. provides a negative impact on my property for commercial development. There are no exemptions, and you must go through this same review process. Also, it deals with the recreational mooring facilities. This is key because we must have sufficient upland area for parking. Also, is a natural current to promote flushing. This is a dead-end creek that has no less than 3 to 5 city 24-inch and larger dumping tubes into Mitten Mill Creek. Yes, the tide is very little in tide, no greater than 3 feet. It was mentioned up along the bulkhead, also within this, the Virginia Code 90 checklist, the water depth is undesirable, it's less than 3 feet. Up against that bulkhead at low tide, you see nothing but silt and mud. So, if also within the program's purview, the VMRC's purview, is that water that was within 2 feet, is that number needed? Project's cumulative impact, it creates a very dense concentration of boats. The kayak does require a license for motor and battery for gas usage, and it also is a vessel that's inspected by the U.S. Coast Guard, regardless of power. Excuse me, this is the first time I've been to the Now, another issue was the health concern. Recently, there was an article published on July 8th or 18th in 2016 in the Virginia Pilot. The Elizabeth River Project has done a great service to the tributary of the Chesapeake Bay. The remaining concern is Mitten Mill Creek. Mitten Mill Creek has levels of chemicals and toxins that are still too high for kayak and swimming. And it's closed off to the kayak and the swimming. This was in a recent Virginia Pilot article. I did not bring it with me, but it's quickly turnable off the computer. Also, the Virginia Department of Health is there's no safe oystering consumption in the Lafayette River. Mitten Mill Creek, as I mentioned to you, is an eighth mile away from the pier structures. Is a oyster replenishment area. In closing, I'm going to move back up quickly to the upland side because there was a mention of deeds. Mr. Klana and myself.
Mr. Bashir, I'm sorry. Deeds are outside this jurisdiction.
That's fine. I respect that. There's no reason for you
to go. Let's stick to the point about the on water and this actual project. Thank you, sir.
On the water itself, I think it's also worth noting that City Park, which is no less than half a mile from this area to three quarters of a mile, is recently installing a Rachel, you had a picture of the Lafayette River. Can you put the new corner place? I'm sorry. Okay. So, to the east of this umbrella-type land structure and Colonial Place, underneath the Grandview Street Bridge, there is a brand new kayak facility going in, which has already exposed the nature of the growth of the area to destruction of environmental property, and it's going in right now. In Burrard Park, which is equally right up that same river body, there is an aluminum deck structure and floating dock that's suitable for kayakers. And right here on the east side, where the blue background is, you can see Haven Creek. Here is the green Waldo is right here in Mitten Mill Creek. You can see no less than a mile away. There's a large parking area that's very suitable for embarking and disembarking from kayaks. It has no less than a 40-foot floating dock with at least a 40-foot gangway pier. It is more suitable for that type of activity. There's no other marinas up and down that waterway, unlike the Mitten Mill Creek area that's highly congested. And on another note, this area of Norfolk, for the general public, the inner city inhabitants of the city, have no access to the river area for fishing and crab. All along Mayflower Drive, which is right off that side, it signs posted all the way around it, no fishing or crab. Underneath the Granby Street Bridge, no fishing or crab. There's an old traffic circle right there at Granby Street and Colley Avenue. And there's signs that are posted, no fishing or crab, no fishing or crab. But they people are allowed to fish and crab. And that's because the authority looks the other way and allows it to take place. My argument is there's this money could have been better allocated to what I think to be two different places. One, underneath the Granby Street Bridge, take that parking facility, turn that into a public access like we have down in Ocean View, which is the only public access pier for fishing and crabbing for people that work within the city. Also, at the end of 45th Street, one block over, there is a deteriorated boat ramp that already has the same scope and run of this project. It is bordered by two marinas, Mr. Kalanis, and a boat club, which a large catch basin in between, that this area could be provided and better parking for this use.
Are there any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Burchard.
I thank you all for your patience.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify who has not testified? Does the applicant wish to take a minute to rebut or to sum up? Or are you good?
I would like to make one more.
That's SOP for us.
The facility that's has not started construction off of the zoo road of Avalette Avenue has not started construction. We are trying to build more facilities for accessible use for persons with disabilities, and that will be one that will include fishing and crabbing in that area. This facility will be kayak use only. The city also is trying to make some connectivity on the waterways as well, where boaters can put out their boats along the zoo, possibly row over to the Colley Avenue and to possibly store their kayaks there and use the facilities of those businesses in that area as well.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else in the audience who's not been heard who wishes to address these issues? Last call. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission here for discussion and action. What would the commission like to do? Mr. Minor.
I move that we approve staff recommendations.
It's a motion by Mr. Minor. Is there a second?
I'll second with a couple comments. One, I think the protestants' concerns are real. I think they're well spoken. But I also see a dilapidated piece of property, an old pier that we would want something to be done with, and they're offering to do something good for the community. And I have veterans asking for this, and that means a lot to me. So I will second his motion.
This is a motion by Mr. Minor and a second by Mr. Neal. Is there further discussions on this? Mr. Packard.
Yeah, I might echo Dr. Neal. I think that, you know, what we see in the photos is a dilapidated structure that probably is a public nuisance. And it sounds to me as though this will be a positive charge in the community and probably have a good chance of increasing values in the area. So I'll support this.
I understand where the protestants are coming from. I do. But I kind of got stuck with the term attractive nuisance. So if we're going to take something that's bad and make it better here, I don't find it to be a negative that it would be attracting bad things, because what we have out there right now it's not workable as it is. So to that end, I also will support the staff recommendation in the motion. Are there further discussions? Mr. France.
My only concern would be, you know, the creosote pilings and just cutting it off and leaving the rest of the piling in the bottom, which is a kind of a hazard in the long run with that creosote continuously seeping out of pilings. And, it seems that there should be some kind of way to remove those pilings entirely.
Rachel, can you address that?
Can you give me my understanding, and perhaps some people a little more seasoned can help me here? Generally, when it's difficult to remove piles, they do cut it off at the mud line. Because of deterioration, things of that sort make it very difficult to remove those piles. We could potentially make a condition of some sort that says all piles that are possible to be removed, please remove them. If not, then they may be cut off at the mud line.
Mr. Watkinson? Lionel, do you have any? Lionel, do you have anything to add? If you would, please come on up.
I would mirror what Rachel said. I'm aware some pilings are difficult. And as you heard some testimony from the protestants, there may be some concerns for chemicals in those waterways. If you take a piling up, you disturb the bottom. Those could release those chemicals should they leave it. We don't disagree that there may be some concerns for exposure of creosote, but I can't give you one side or the other what's best right now. So disturbing the bottom could release chemicals that are buried that would be released into the waterway. The level of those, their exposure, the length of exposure, I can't guide you on that. That would take some study. The amount of creosote, its rate of release, I can't guide you on that either. So probably can't be much help to you, but there are concerns if you remove them or if you leave
them. Any questions?
No.
Thank you, Lyle. For the record, that was Lyle Varnell of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, the state's marine biologist, amongst other things. So, further discussion. I have closed the public hearing. Can't reopen the public hearing at this point here. Thanks, sir. We have a motion and a second on the table. A motion by Mr. Miner to accept the staff recommendation to approve the project, second by Mr. Neal. Is there further discussion? I don't see any. I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. So the motion passes unanimously and the project is approved. I appreciate everybody coming out and having a very civil, serious discussion on these issues. So thank you very much.